This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Obama and the UN theme song, Breaking the Law. There's a video. Liberals propose bringing migrants into the U.S. to house them, but then when they're asked, will you house some, they say no. You see, it's about making you pay. Breaking the law. And that's what they're doing, is they are breaking the law, opening our borders up, and Saudi Arabia, I have it here on the stack, will not take one, this is now 3 months, 4 months running, one refugee. They have trillions of dollars. Over 10,000 princes paid millions or billions a year, depending on who they are, in the line of ascension to the toilet bowl that is the House of Saud. It's like a ramp up to a giant toilet, and then they ascend, and then they jump into it once they get up there to the top. Obama's trip to the UN Global Warming Summit amidst more than 72 cars driving for a year. They're eating caviar meals at taxpayer expenses. Meanwhile, why do Goldman Sachs bankers keep landing top slots at the Federal Reserve? Every major central bank of the world is run by a Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan former president or CEO or chairman. That's on record. They now appoint leaders of Spain and of Greece and of Italy and of Portugal and of, I mean, who are former directors of Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs sits at the top of the pyramid, at the top of the toilet. So that's out of the nation. I mean, it's just, who do you think gives money to the gun control groups? Who do you think gives money to teach five-year-olds how to be transgender? Who do you think wants to, they are the literal embodiment of enemies. Who do you think's the main funders of making you have a 200-and-something square foot house by law that you pay more property taxes on than a mansion? Who do you think then owns those filthy buildings? Goldman Sachs or Wells Fargo and Berkshire Hathaway? Because when they're not flying jumbo jets full of crack or prisoners to black sites, they're owning the house you rent. They're owning the condo you rent, laughing at you and lobbying to get property taxes raised so high on private owners that you can't afford it because there's a rent anyways, which you then pay to have your kids brainwashed at a government training center. And Goldman Sachs isn't that smart. We're chumps and we're stupid. It's why we live under the Goldman Sachs thumb. In fact, can we get under my thumb coming back in the next segment? I want to dedicate it to Goldman Sachs. Under my thumb. The girl who once had me down under my thumb. You like being a slave? Well, I don't. I know most of you don't either. Major powers pledged $20 billion for green energy research. That means to their select friends and families like Harry Reid's sons, who've gotten hundreds of millions themselves. Or, you know, Joe Biden's son over in Ukraine gets to head up the gas company that just grabbed all the Russian gas. Just, oh, here's my 20-something-year-old son. Here, you go run the Russian gas. How's that sound, son? Oh, but they're pledging to save us and for us to pay them carbon taxes. Aren't they so sweet? You talk about insider trading. You talk about scams. You talk about bid rigging. You talk about conflict of interest. Baby, this is it. But don't worry. The Texas Attorney General at a dinner party reportedly told people what he thought a good investment was and didn't tell them that he'd formerly worked for the company but hadn't been working with them for a year and a half. And so those good friends at dinner got that report in, so he's been indicted. And don't worry, she sold a couple of $100,000 of stock. You know, Martha Stewart went to prison. Not, she didn't do the insider trading. They said she lied. Of course she didn't. You know, don't worry, Dinesh D'Souza went to jail for 9 months for, you know, being involved in a campaign. But don't worry, Hillary can take money from dictators, billions of it, at her foundation, for selling them illegal weapons and arming Al-Qaeda. That's okay, okay?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, hour number two, kicking off from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's time to get out from under the globalist thumb. And the change is coming. Then the change will come. I just saw Dianne Feinstein looking like a Skeksis on C-SPAN in the break room. She looked like an old vulture with her head sticking out, an old buzzard feeding on, I don't know, aborted babies or something. And her head was sticking out with this fuzzy white fur coat around her with black beside that. And she looked like a... classical vulture from the Middle East. The ones you see in cartoons. In fact, can we DVR that? Because I want to put her side by side with a buzzard or a vulture. And I don't normally make comments about how somebody looks. But when the book cover fits, why not? I mean, this is a parasite who wants your guns but has bodyguards, made hundreds of millions off the government inside deals, perched up there on C-SPAN, griping and complaining about how people are mean to gays. Mean to gays? Total distraction. I never let my children watch mainstream television. Very rarely. And last night, it was about 9 o'clock. I let them stay up a little bit later after dinner. I said, okay, let's watch some mainstream television and analyze it. So I'm sitting there on the couch, and I put the WWE on. And I'm watching about 20 minutes of it, and there's more ads than there is content. And the whole thing was homoerotic. It was women all over each other, and then it was men, and it was saying, this guy likes this guy with hearts. And my 7-year-old looks over at me right as I'm thinking, no, this is all gay propaganda. My 7-year-old daughter looks over, and she goes, Dad, is this show about people that are gay? Because that's just what a 7-year-old who's somewhat sheltered gets out in the culture that's so immersed in this assault. And I'm not bashing homosexuals. I'm tired of being told what words to use. You know, I'm a heterosexual. Well, I can call you a homosexual. It's just a scientific term. Like calling the Himalayas or the Rockies, it's just, don't use the word the Rockies. It's hateful. I mean, this is the crazy town of political correctness. But this is the assault that we're under, where the tolerant West is told you can't say the word father or mother or boy or girl or he or she in school handouts or in articles or in government forms, but we're going to accept a bunch of Sunni Wahhabists into the West who are running around demanding we adopt Sharia law. And I used to hear this and go, that's not happening. Guess what? From Paris to London to Dearborn, Michigan, it is. And it's all about divide and conquer. And I've got articles here I'm going to go over with Gerald Celente where they admit out of this many thousand refugees brought into the United States just in the last few weeks, not one was a Christian. And they're the groups being attacked and actually killed by the hundreds of thousands in Syria. And the Shiites, the minority Muslims, are being tracked down and killed. The Alawites and others that are really just like Sufis. They're mystics, and I wouldn't even call them Muslims. They're what was before that. It's crazy. And notice they're not Shiite, they're not Christian. They're not the actual groups getting killed. They're who our government's allied with, who they brought into Syria to overthrow the nation. And now, I want to talk about this first with Gerald Celente. How many times has the trends forecaster here, needs no introduction, said, when the economy implodes, they take you to war. And when people lose everything, they lose it. We've got his latest trends journal right here. He has written, Colonel Craig Roberts has been on the show. Paul Craig Roberts, who writes for him, has made the same point. Colonel Schaefer's made the same point. Countless others have said it. Pat Buchanan wrote about it this week. This could start the next world war. Russia prepares for dogfights with NATO over Syria, moving in their most high-tech fighters. S-400 missiles were moved in last week. World War III draws closer as Russia accuses Turkey of being secret allies with ISIS. Sweden says no apartments, no jobs, no shopping. You have to make way for the migrants. Woman raped by migrants asked police not to prosecute because it's politically correct. Russia has more proof ISIS oil routed through Turkey. Erdogan says he'll resign if true. It's on record that's where they sell it. The U.S. has all the satellite images. Saudi Arabia complains about hostility towards refugees while taking in zero when they ran the whole attack on Syria. This is the information. Migrants attack police in Macedonia, puts up fence along Greek border. They're not migrants. They're military-age men invading who failed to take over Syria and now aren't going back into Iraq, aren't going back into other countries where they also invaded. They're coming through Turkey, where the open door by the West is saying, come in. You got rocket launchers? Come on. And thousands in big hordes just marching in. But Lindsey Graham says he wants U.S. troops to come back into Iraq and Syria when he and McCain have been backing the actual Sunnis that started the whole thing. And in Europe, they're arresting people like Marie Le Pen, who says that there's a radical Islamic invasion, for her speech. They've suspended free speech in France and Germany. And here in America, 15 people last month were charged with terrorism for having rebel flags at a park and offending people. I mean, this is how far we've gone into total tyranny. Oh, Marie Le Pen's a front runner in presidential election polls? Oh, her party just won the regional elections all over the country? We'll just arrest you. And then say we're going to pass global government carbon taxes and the TPP, basically ratify it globally, to stand up against the terrorist when it's the world leaders that brought in the terrorist. Gerald Celente, so much to cover, but I don't think I've seen a time in the last 30 years this geopolitically dangerous, and it's so disgusting to see Russia, in my view, on the right moral side, as much as I don't want to see them bombing a country. They are bombing the people that are actually starting the war. Disagree, agree, where do you see this going? What are the trends? Trendsresearch.com.
Well, on Russia, they were invited into Syria by the sovereign government, like Assad or not. You know, they had an election, by the way, in June of 2014. And there were some 50 nations that oversaw the election and said it was a legitimate election, and Assad won. So Russia was invited into a sovereign nation by the sovereign leader of that nation, where the United States, the Arabs who you were talking about, the beheaders in chief, the Saudis, where they have 50 people lined up for beheading this coming week. They've already done over 200. They've attacked and supported the so-called moderate rebels, the Islamist jihadists that are overthrowing the Assad government, as you pointed out, an Alawite government that made it possible for Christians and Sunnis and Shias to live together, like him or not, consider how brutal he is, whatever it may be. That's the fact. But all these other nations now, France in there, the UK is voting to start bombs away. The Germans are sending troops into Syria. One country after another invading a sovereign nation against international law. And here in what used to be called the United States, where we've lost our rights, our commander-in-chief decides we're going to bomb Syria, and Congress refuses to vote on it. And according to what used to be called the Constitution, the United States is not supposed to invade another country, attack another country, go to war with another country, unless Congress votes on it. And they won't even vote on the War Powers Act to give the commander the right to go in there. So in talking about all this, let's begin with, and as you pointed out, all this stuff about, you know, these diversion things, you know, about gay rights, about whatever something may be about, you know, not look what happened in Halloween, you know, wearing the proper Halloween costumes, all these diversionary tactics, as no one's talking about the mass murder committed by the mass murderers, which the United States is right up at the top over there because of, you know, the other con man, the George W. Bush and Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz that sent us to war, Cheney. I forgot Cheney.
And Colin Powell didn't get in any trouble for all the BS that came out of Colin Powell. It's just incredible to see them distract us with transgender bathrooms for five-year-olds and everyone complaining about how the gays don't have enough freedom all day, while our governments engage in mass murder war crimes with Al-Qaeda blowing up every church they get their hands on and blocking major routes in the Mediterranean, acts of war against Russian ships. This is just over the top how dangerous it is.
Yes, and again, when we look at the facts, the numbers coming out, over 1 million people have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, Libya and Syria, thanks to the United States and its coalition of the killing. You know, Alex, I think they should put together maybe a commission to study how radicals come about. After their entire nations are destroyed, the people they love are killed, they have no future in front of them. I wonder why they become radicalized. I can't figure it out. And none of this is being talked about when they talk about the refugee crisis. Yeah, what happened in Syria? Over 4 million families, and by the way, two of my friends that are doctors, Christians, that had to leave over 2 years ago, that are now up in Canada, that were living a wonderful life, because Hillary came out and said, Assad has to go. Oh, and Obama, Assad has to go. Kerry, Assad has to go. Who are these people? I'll tell you who they are. They're traitors to this country. Anybody that goes into a foreign nation, unwelcomed by those people, and they are not a threat to the United States, is a traitor to everything this country's been founded upon.
You're right, and now it's created giant threats to this nation. And after they destabilize the Middle East in this 20-year program, they then radicalize and fund the most vicious jihadis, quarterbacked by Saudi Arabia, then to destabilize the whole world. Then they pose as saviors yet again. What is their end game?
Yep. Sick people have no end game. Why can't anyone call a spade a spade? A megalomaniac a megalomaniac. A Hitler a Hitler, a Mussolini a Mussolini, a Bush, Obama, a Cheney, psychopaths. Hillary Clinton, could you get a better psychopath than her? Look at that clip on CBS when she was asked, how did she feel when they found out Muammar Gaddafi was dead? And she goes on to that rant. We came, we saw.
He died.
They should have came out with a straitjacket and took her away.
Absolutely. Now, that's what mentally ill people do. I mean, I'll tell you, like commandos, military people that have to kill folks, if any of them acted like that after they killed people, they would be thrown out of their unit. That is seen as mentally ill sickness, and that's when you have to actually kill folks yourself. You don't like doing it. Here's Gaddafi, worked with the West for 8 years, let us in, gave up his weapons, invested, met with Obama, believed he was their friend, had dinner with him and Sarkozy, and they literally set him up and kill him and put al-Qaeda in charge. And then took the weapons from Benghazi, killed Ambassador Stevens to cover it up, and shipped the missiles into Syria, which they're now using to shoot down airliners and blow stuff up. It is incredible.
I know. And you look at Libya. It was the richest country in Africa. The people had the best lives. You know, again, it's not my business how some other country runs their, the other person runs their country. But as they're yelling about this, Samantha Powers, Susan Rice, and Hillary Clinton and Obama, that Gaddafi has to go. The meantime, they're slaughtering people over there in Yemen. We wrote about it in the Trends Journal. The day Obama came out and said the terrible things that Gaddafi was doing, the guy that was in charge of Yemen, Salah, had just slaughtered about 50 people demonstrating. That didn't make the news. Just as it's not making the news now, Alex, as the Saudis, as Hillary and Obama and McCain and little Lindsey Graham call our allies, the beheaders in chief are slaughtering Yemenis for doing nothing. Over 7,000 of them.
And they're now executing people for poetry.
And again, they're bombing Yemen. It's not making the news. And then you saw the deal that came out 2 weeks ago. The United States sold Saudi Arabia $2 billion worth of, quote, smart bombs. And who's in charge of the mass murder going on in Yemen that's not making the news? It's Yemen. Now the United Arab Emirates are bringing in mercenaries from South America. to go into there, along with Qatar and Kuwait. And also, when was the war against Yemen announced? It was announced on March 26, 2015, from Washington, D.C., the Saudi ambassador. And then we saw this little guy, Blinken, who plays an assistant secretary of something, over in Riyadh, right after they start bombing, and says how the United States is an ally in this murder, supplying reconnaissance, air refueling, intelligence, and armaments. It's not even making the news. And then, Alex, I wonder why they hate us. I don't understand. Only because we're part and parcel, murderers incorporated, slaughtering people around the world, and then they want to seek revenge. I don't understand.
Sure. Well, if you add a dimension to that, though, the people attacking us are the groups we're actually allied with, backing to slaughter the Shiites and other groups. So it even goes beyond that. In your gut, historically, you know, as a former lobbyist and you know, guy involved at state and federal government, knowing how these corporations operate, my fear is we've got politicians so far removed from the military field of battle, they're not even listening to our own generals saying, don't back this Assad takedown, don't back al-Qaeda. They've been saying that for 3 years, and we know they tried to put the brakes on things. I'm really concerned with the Wall Street, Goldman Sachs reckless attitude that they have in the stock market and other areas. They're going to apply that to war, push Russia too far, and get us into something very serious. I mean, Russia has said that they're getting ready to shoot down Turkish aircraft now that come into Syria. Turkey says that's an act of war. They're going to attack. They're now launching blockades of the Russians. This is unprecedented acts of war, as Ron Paul and others have said. And meanwhile, I see people sleepwalking, talking about Christmas coming up, having no idea how serious the situation is.
Yeah, you're right. And let's go back into Turkey and look what happened in June, when Erdogan lost that election, when they didn't get a majority. And then immediately after that, what did he do? He started war again against the Kurds. And then what happened? And then all of a sudden, a bunch of peaceful demonstrators were slaughtered in Ankara. And then what happened? He won the election. From a time when it was looked almost improbable, he's back in power. They do this all the time, by the way. You were talking earlier about France with Le Pen. Hollande, that little boy of a guy, little nothing of a man, his popularity rating, Alex, is the lowest in the history of the Fifth Republic. But after the Paris attacks, shot up 17%. Go back to 2001. George W. Bush.
You know, got a 90% approval rating in the month after 9/11.
And his popularity rating after only being in office a few months was going under 50%.
And then it shot back up.
Exactly. Go back to Turkey. Go back. You asked me what their end game is, and I'm saying to you, these are sick people. They're megalomaniacs.
Sure, so to stay in power, and he's basically a dictator. That's the minute he stole the election. To stay in power, he's starting a war with Russia. Not a very good idea. He is a sicko.
Exactly. And you don't poke the Russian bear. Anybody thinks they're going to defeat Russia, you did a great job in Afghanistan. Oh, a wonderful job in Iraq. Hey, Syria. You know, I was thinking of going to Tripoli for my vacation. Libya, rather. Syria, destroying it. And it's one mess after another. So you're going to fight Russia? You have to be out of your mind.
And then Obama gets up and grandstands and says Russia is causing the problems in Syria. This is totally, again, an inversion of reality. And then we see Hollande saying, I protect you from terrorists by banning free speech across France, and then arresting his enemies when he's the guy that brought the radical jihadis in. It's so ridiculous.
Yes, and you know, you mentioned about the United States supporting the radical people that then become our enemies. Did anyone forget little Jimmy Carter and the Mujahideen, those freedom fighters, and then through Reagan to get those Russians out of Afghanistan? And who was the Mujahideen? Wasn't it a guy named Bin Laden was a member of that group?
That's right. Stay there. I want to look at the economy. I want to give the number out and take some calls and go wherever you want to go with Gerald Celente on this live Tuesday, December 1st, 2015, Global Transmission.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Fortune favors the bold. It's Alex Jones.
When I was young, I was the nicest guy I knew. I thought I was the chosen one.
As time went on, my shine wore off.
But time went by and I found out a thing or two. My shine wore off as time wore on.
I want to break something down. The globalist social engineers, they engage in hypocrisy openly to break our will and condition us, like you titrate the dose of cobra poison if you work with cobras at a zoo, or you work at a facility extracting anti-venom, you're going to get bit. And so the people that work at those facilities slowly give themselves the different toxins, the neurotoxins, the other toxins that snakes can put off, until you can take a huge cobra bite and not die in 30 seconds or 2 minutes, you know, like a 20-foot king cobra would do to you, because it pumps so much of it into you, it's so deadly. And but this is not having a dosage of poison titrated so that we actually can survive. This is conditioning us to where we just put up with tyranny and get used to anything and everything and basically end up in a totally captured position. And on a first-class flight on American Airlines to be on The View, I've told the story many times, like 6-7 years ago, there was the head of one of the big five banks. And I said, why aren't you flying, you know, in your own private jet? And he goes, I was seeing my dad, retired general down in San Antonio, and whatever. I just don't like to mess with the private jets. I get on them sometimes for corporate stuff. And by the end of the plane ride, about an hour into it, we didn't talk much. He goes, you're Alex Jones. And then he was just basically telling me, you're going to fail. We're going to win. People are going to adapt, but not to resisting our takeover. They're going to adapt to us enslaving them. And people say, well, why don't you tell us his name? He said, this is an off-record discussion. He's told me what a failure I was and how pathetic I was and how they were going to win. He was super confident, super evil, super in my face. And then I wouldn't stop talking to him, and he kind of just said, hey, I'm done talking to you. But he said, private corporations will take over all governments. We will run the world. We know how to handle it best. And I was like, but you're wrecking the economies and then saying you're handling them best. Last night I was watching History Channel after this Donald Trump special they had, and they had this whole show about how great the robber barons were and how great the Rockefellers were and how they built America and how they love us and how they took over medicine. And of course, I know the real history. On record, it's horrible what they've done. They funded Hitler, for heaven's sakes. They didn't get into altruism. They didn't get into being philanthropists because they wanted to give away their money. They made their money tax-exempt in foundations and paid no taxes. Just like Bill and Melinda Gates. It's a known scam. Their wealth's only gotten bigger. It was like $80 billion, and they gave like $60 billion, and now that $60 billion is over $100 billion, and they've got another $80, $90 billion just right. I mean, who was that famous billionaire lady? She said, taxes? Rich people don't pay taxes. That's actually true. You make $200,000 a year. The average blue-collar worker thinks you're rich. You pay 40% federal. But you make billions a year, you basically pay nothing. They got it all worked out. We're going back to Gerald Celente, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 is your chance as first-time callers. We're doing a few calls for Gerald Celente. First-time callers to bring up subjects, trends, questions, comments you have, 800-259-9231. I want to get into the economy, other big trends he sees, the election. But first, very briefly, we have free shipping that was going to end yesterday. I've just decided it's so popular. People like it so much. I want to introduce you to the products, all the great items we have, non-GMO seeds, high-quality water filters, incredible nutraceuticals, colloidal silver, 2-ounce bottles, $9.95, the highest quality, Brain Force, Living Defense, huge specials across the board. That I'm just going to keep it going until December 18th. And I promise it will end then, because sales historically go down so low that we can't take the shipping off. We then lose money and can't even run the operation. But when we get a lot of orders, we can actually lower prices. That's how economies work. Booming economies basically raise all ships. And so we've got amazing deals. We've got 25% off Super Male Vitality that does end at midnight tonight because it's going to sell out in the next few days. $9.95 Silver Bullet. 30% off X2 Nation Iodine, 30% off Brain Force, 30% off DNA Force, 30% off Secret 12, Vitamin B12, 20% off InfoWars Select Storable Food, and more. And these specials phase out as the week goes through. Those different specials will be over. The free shipping, I decided to extend it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We've added a lot of other amazing items as well. And it's your purchase that makes this entire broadcast and everything we do possible. So we salute you and thank you, because InfoWars is now having a bigger effect every day. Quite frankly, it's scary how awake people are getting, the responsibility we have. And it is because of you spreading the word and you supporting this operation. You have helped build this operation. So I want to salute you and thank you. Now, going back to Gerald Celente from TrendsResearch.com and the Trends Research Center up there in Kingston, New York, where basically the Constitutional Republic started, I want to just get in general his views on a bunch of topics, what he's researching, what the new trends are, where the economy's going, and so much more, and then some of your phone calls. Gerald Celente.
Well, thanks, Alex. First, I want to thank you for having me on, and to also thank you and your team for what you're doing.
Thank you.
You know, there's that wonderful quote from Samuel Adams, "It does not take a majority to prevail, rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." And InfoWars does that, and all the people that you have with you that are out there and behind you and yourself. And there's that other great quote when people wonder what can they do, and they're not doing anything, from Andrew Jackson. And he said, "One courageous man makes a majority," or words to that effect. So one man, one courageous man or woman is a majority. And I also, in listening to the products and that you're offering to your listeners, they're all high quality. When you have everything out there that's killing us with these GMOs, with all these other things that are poisoning us on a daily basis. And I think that you know that I also have an honorary doctorate in integrative and complementary medicine from the National University of Health Sciences. So I'm into this for a lot of years. And it's very important not that people only buy these products and use them for themselves, but to also to support what you're doing so that you can let the voice of freedom ring. Because as people know that are tuned in to InfoWars, six corporations control 90% of all of the media.
And the George Soros-run Media Matters admits they want to shut us down. They want to shut Drudge down and others like WorldNet Daily, yourself, down. They don't want any other voices, because you've always talked about the new renaissance and people shopping local, people supporting liberty-based organizations. That's what the internal Clinton files that folks sued and got showed. They were worried in the early 90s about the rise of new media. They want a monopoly. And you've spoken so much about people voting with their dollars, changing the world.
Well, you saw it with these Christmas sales that just came out. You know, Black Friday. What a terrible name. A black. How could you put anything, you know, about shopping for Christmas? But anyway, you know, there used to be about this guy Jesus. It had something to do with that. But now it's all about shopping. Anyway, there was a big resurgence, according to the latest reports that came out, in people shopping local. And that's not making much of the news. So going on to the other trends, but again, I want to encourage everybody to support what you're doing, because it's not only about keeping the voice out there ringing, but also buying products that are going to help you live a healthy life.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the big trends that we're looking at, by the way, is the new trends, top trends for 2016 are coming out. One of them's artful aging. Baby boomers aren't babies no more. The leading edge of us are going to be 70 years old in 2016. When you look at the trends, there's America and most countries, it's a first, second, and third world nation. Only a small percentage of people are going to get it and try to do everything they can not to end up as inmates in nursing homes, which again goes back to the products that you're selling and so many others in local businesses and buy local and the anti-GMO trends. So what we're saying is, even though it's going to be a minority, when you're in a country of, what, 315 million people plus, a minority is a big number. And you have 8 million baby boomers that are now reaching 70 years old. This is a huge market. Where do you go to for longevity centers to live healthy lives? Where are you going to go? Are you going to call it a day? You know, where the courthouse is right across the street here. And I ask people, you know, how do you like your job? 3 years, 5 months, and 6 days. In other words, they gave up their lives for security. Now they don't have to. So you're going to become the person you said you were or could have been. Artful aging is a huge trend. physical, emotional, spiritual, I'm not talking about religious, people that tie into that, that's going to be a big one. On the economic front, look at the data coming out. Current events form future trends. The manufacturer's purchasing managers index came out today. It's well below 50%. It has to be above 50 to show growth. Below 40 shows decline. Not only decline here, but it came out last night over in China. There's indexes down again. Now you start putting things together. On Thursday, the European Union is going to, the European Central Bank is going to announce whether or not they're going to go lower into negative interest rates and more quantitative easing. Then come back to the States. They're going to have to raise interest rates at some point. Most people, the majority in both the financial and the commodities end, are believing that the Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates maybe 25 basis points, which means nothing. It means a lot because over in Europe, if they go into more negative interest rates, you're seeing the euro decline under $1.05 to $1. What does that mean? Well, it means the people in Europe, it's going to cost them more to buy everything. But not only that, as their currencies decline, it's going to be a lot worse in the emerging markets. Because as the dollar gets stronger, all these emerging markets that boosted up when they had all this quantitative easing and borrowed all that cheap money in dollars, their currencies are crashing. And they have to pay back this huge debt with declining currencies against rising dollars. So we're in the face of the top trend for 2016 is a global recession. We'll look at gold prices. It has a total disconnect between what's going on in the real world and what's going on in the rigged markets. Rigged markets, LIBOR rates were rigged. It's a fact. Six banks convicted of felonies for fixing interest rates, oh, and the Forex markets, currency markets, that are traded at $5.3 trillion a day, convicted of felonies. But hey, nobody goes to jail when you're a member of the White Shoe Boys.
That's right, because corporations are people, so the guys that actually committed the crimes don't get in trouble. The company gets a slap on the wrist.
That's right. So look at the numbers that are coming out in the amount of gold coins, gold bullion that are being purchased in the United States and around the world. They're hitting record levels. I have some of the numbers right here. I had them right here 1 second ago. Let me see if I could find them. What did I do with them?
I know that feeling when I have stacks of news in front of me and I want to specifically.
Here we go. U.S. demand for bars and coins up 207%. According to the World Gold Council, gold demand rose 8% on year. U.S. clocking robust global consumer demand growth at 62%. Check it out. In China, investment demand grew 70%. In China and India, they're accounting for 45% of total demand. Europe up 35% as you keep seeing this refugee crisis, as you keep seeing more and more turmoil. People are going for the safe haven. And guess what? It's not only we, the little crazy people. Central banks, 175 tons near the record high levels for the same period last year, and this just came out. U.S. mint sales of American Eagle coins surged in November, with gold nearly tripling month over month.
So let me ask you this question. They're able to drive down precious metals commodity prices, even though the commodities are selling at record levels. That is a rigged economy, just like the Forex, the currency, the LIBOR, the interest rates. It's all admitted to be rigged. That's all come out now, what we said 20 years ago. It's all documented now. So where does it all end? I mean, will this be the triumph of rigged economies? where the insiders at the top make record profits, everybody else gets poor? Or what will happen as reality breaks away from the fraud? Will there be two new economies? Where's this going?
Well, again, you look at the gold sales and compare that to other commodities. Oil's down because demand is down. Nickel's down, copper's down, aluminum's down because demand is down. Gold's down because it's being rigged. Demand is way up. It shows it in the numbers.
Sure, we know they make it short, and they trade gold amongst themselves that never moves at lower prices to create artificiality. I mean, what's the answer to that? Criminal charges?
Well, the criminals are in charge. Who are they going to charge? You know, look at the guy, the criminal Eric Holder.
No, I agree. So where does it go? Where does it go then?
Well, again, it's the worst thing that could happen for the central banks that we're talking about negative interest rates, devaluing their currencies, for gold prices to go up. Because then people see what a fraud it is, get out of dollars, euros, yens, and yuan. Where's it going to go? At some time, Ponzi dies. When that time will come, it's becoming harder and harder to do.
Well, Ron Paul and many others think we're getting really close, and the world itself's in depression. I agree the West is in recession, but, I mean, look at what's happening in Europe and other areas. I just think a lot of this is propaganda where they tell us the economy's great, but it's not. It's kind of unevenly distributed. We're going to come back in two final segments with Gerald Celente and take phone calls from all over the United States. Then we've got James Dillingpole joining us on the Global Government Conference.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
This holiday season, give your loved ones the gift of preparedness. Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, is offering weekly specials throughout November and December. With these unheard-of savings, the time to prepare your family is now. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. We're so confident you'll love our meals that we're sending a free freeze-dried meal to every listener of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you've got business. You didn't build that. Somebody else did that. You can keep your doctor. I'm not coming after your guns. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thanks for joining us. We got 6 minutes now, 5 minutes the next segment. Then Joel Salente of the Trends Research Center leaves us. We're talking to Rich in Michigan. You're on the air with Joel Salente. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Gerald?
Gerald's good. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I wanted to get Gerald's take on the salvo that Hillary Clinton shot out at the comedy club. But I had an idea because I'm not going to make a video. I just don't have the tools or whatever to do that. But my idea was to go to the comedy club myself, make a small flyer, and tell the guys at the comedy club who don't make a lot of money and offer that to them to say, hey, if you guys make a video, if you guys submit it, you can win $5,000.
Well, that's the answer, is to get comedians at comedy clubs everywhere to make fun of Hillary and then win $5,000. That's the contest, Infowars.com/contest, and it ends around Christmas, and then we'll have the winners the first of the year. And it's just about responding to her official campaign threatening to shut people down, threatening to basically break their legs. What does this say about the mindset of Hillary Clinton, Gerald Salente?
Well, again, the mindset of Hillary Clinton could be seen with all her acts of violence. Launching the war against Syria, launching the war against Gaddafi in Libya, voting for the Iraq war. Look at her husband, murderer as well. You love that Yugoslav war? Hey, how about Madeleine Albright, or not all that bright? Another psychopath on CBS after Bill Clinton put on sanctions against Iraq. People forget that Clinton was bombing Baghdad as soon as he got elected and was no fly zones. And they asked her, Leslie Stahl asked Madeleine Albright, if the death of 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five was worth the price of the sanctions.
She said yes.
And she said yes. Again, bring out the straitjacket, take them away. So what do I think?
They're war criminals. They're like Hitler attacking their neighbors for no reason.
I know. And no one wants to do it. And, you know, we have our forecast that came out in the Trends Journal back in the spring when the cover was the presidential reality show, and that was before Trump got on. And we said that as things stand now and as they still stand today, Hillary's going to win. And the reason being is that women are going to vote for her. Even though they don't like her, even though they find her disingenuous, they're going to vote for her because she's a woman. They say it all the time. Again, that's what we're finding in our research. So it doesn't make a difference. And again, when you look at the level of the politicians, could you imagine Eisenhower going on The View or yucking it up on with Jimmy Fallon?
They've dumbed everything down. Let's go to the call. Great point, Rich. Eric in California, you're on the air with Gerald Salente. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am a former Marine, 3-tour Iraq vet, and I just had a question for you guys about Obama and trying to stay in power with this going to war with Russia thing. What do you guys think about that?
Is there a danger they could start a major war with Russia and try to have a civil emergency?
I don't think they're going to try to start a war with Russia, but I do think there's going to be a civil emergency of some type. You cannot keep having all this violence without any revenge or payback. And that's going to be the excuse to lose more of our rights, and also maybe an excuse to close banks and devalue the currency, because they're going to have to do something to get them out of this mess.
Eric, don't hang up. I want to come back and get you to respond to what do you think as a veteran of openly backing Al-Qaeda now, what Obama's doing, where all this is going. I want to get your view on that, your view on a civil emergency. Then we're going to go to Neil, Paul, Brandon, and others. Gerald Salente is our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.